The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter number 9, Text number 38, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on October 11th, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sa
eva
hi
puna
Sarvavastuni
Vastu
Vastu Svarupa Sarva
Ishvara
Sakala Jagat
Karana
Karana Bhuta
Sarva
Pratyak
Atmavat
Sarvaguna
Abhasa
Upalakshita
Eka
Eva
Paraveshita
Saiva hi punna sarvastunni vastu svarupa sarveshvara sakala jagat karana karana bhuta sarva prajagatma vat sarva Gunabaso palakshita eka eva paroveshidaha.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
With deliberation, one will see that the Supreme Soul, although manifested in different ways, is actually the basic principle of everything. The total material energy is the cause of the material manifestation, but the material energy is caused by Him. Therefore, He is the cause of all causes, the manifester of intelligence and the senses. He is perceived as the super soul of everything. Without Him, everything would be dead. You, as that super soul, the supreme controller, are the only one remaining. Purport. The words Sarva Vastuni Vastu Svarupa indicate that the Supreme Lord is the active principle of everything, as described in the Brahma Samhita 5:35. Ekopya Sarva Charitang Jagadanda Kotin Yachchakterasta Jagadanda Chayayanantaha Andantarasta Paramanushayantarastam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. I worship the personality of Godhead, Govinda, who enters the existence of every universe and every atom by one of His plenary portions, and thus manifests His infinite energy throughout the material creation. By His one plenary portion as Paramatma, Antaryami, the Lord is all-pervading throughout the unlimited universes. He is the Pratyak or Antaryami of all living entities. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 13:3, Chatragam chapi mang vidhi sarva chetreshu bharata. O Sion of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies. Because the Lord is the super soul, He is the active principle of every living entity, and even the smallest atom, andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. He is the actual reality. According to various stages of intelligence, one realizes the presence of the Supreme in everything through the manifestations of His energy. The entire world is permeated by the three gunas, and one can understand His presence according to one's modes of material nature. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapara Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, this is a very interesting statement here by
Prabhupada.
Actually, there's many, many interesting statements here by Prabhupada. But what especially stands out is this last sentence, Prabhupada, in his
purport.
That one can understand the presence of the Lord according to one's nature.
Kad žmogus gali suvokti aukščiausio Dievo asmens buvimą pagal savo prigimtį.
The Lord is fully present everywhere.
Viešpas pilnai apsireiškęs visur.
There's nowhere you can go, nowhere you can conceive of, nowhere you can see or hear or touch or feel where God is not present.
Niekur negalit keliauti, kažko tai matyti ar liesti, kur nebūtų viešpačio.
Sometimes people say, can you show me God?
Kartais žmonės sako, ar gali man parodyti Dievą?
But actually everyone is seeing God at every minute. Because everything, this whole material manifestation is His expanded energy. This is nothing but Krishna's expanded energy. So it's not a question of whether you can see God or not. Everyone can see God. But it's how do you see God? Do you see God in the mode of ignorance? Do you see God in the mode of passion? Do you see God in the mode of goodness? Or do you see Him in pure goodness? As one becomes more and more purified, then one can see, we have a better and better vision of the Lord. How is he visible to the gross materialist? Mrityu sarva harashchaham, I am all devouring death. Everybody is afraid of death. They are scared of death. So, for the person in the material platform, that's how he perceives God. That power, that force which takes away everything. But that is not a very pleasurable way of seeing God. Therefore, those who are more intelligent, they purify their consciousness of these modes of material nature. So they can see God in a beautiful, wonderful way. Premanjana chodito bhakti velochanena sandak sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yangshamashunya ramachintyoganasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. Would you rather see God like that or see God as death? We have a choice. You can see the beautiful form of Shama Sundar within your heart if you will anoint your eyes with the ointment of love of God. Prem Anjana. It's like if you have some disease of the eyes, you can apply some ointment to cure your disease. So, at the present moment, we are suffering from cataracts. The cataracts of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. These cataracts are blinding us. So we can only see God as death. But if you purify your vision with that prema anjana, then you'll have a much nicer view of God. So, where do you get that prema anjana? How do you get it? This is described by Srila Rupa Goswami in the Padyavali. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Yadi Kutopalabhyate Tattala Yang Vikmuyamekalam Janmakoti Sukritara Nalabhyate. He says, pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lives. It can be attained by paying only one price. What is that price? Lalayam. The intense greed to attain it. And then Rupa Goswami gives further advice. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. So, this is that premanjana, you see. Krishna Bhakti Rasa.
Krishna Bhakti Rasa.
Krishna consciousness. So how do you get it? You have to become very, very greedy for it, you see. Instead of being greedy for sex life, or for stuffing yourself morning till night with unlimited amount of foodstuffs, and then sleeping like a bear, or instead of being greedy for money, if you will take that tendency to be greedy and you will apply it to Krishna, then you can perceive Krishna Bhakti Rasa. You can get that premanjana. You simply have to be greedy that I want Krishna, I want nothing but Krishna. I will not settle for 10th class pleasure. I won't take 9th class or 8th class or 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th or even 2nd class pleasure. Give me 1st class pleasure or don't give me anything at all. I want 1st class pleasure. That is Krishna consciousness. Any other type of pleasure is low class. It doesn't satisfy. So stop running after low class pleasure. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense to run after low class pleasure. Who are you cheating? You're simply cheating yourself, that's all. Don't run after low class pleasure. Go for the 1st class pleasure. Krishna Bhakti Rasa. It's so sweet. It's oozing with unlimited oceans of nectar. Why would you want to drink a cup of poison when you can drink unlimited nectar? Is it? The materialistic society is crazy. These people are drinking poison. What is that poison? Indriya seva. They're simply gratifying their senses from dawn till dusk and then up till midnight. But are those senses them? Those senses are not them. Those senses are a covering of the self.
Tos jūslės tiesiog dengia tikrąjį aš.
That pleasure does not touch the actual self.
Ir tas malonumas neliečia tikrojo aš.
Therefore, no matter how much they may gratify their senses, even if they're the richest, most powerful, famous people in the world, even if they're a demigod in the heavenly planets, even if they are Brahmanji himself, they cannot become happy in this material world. Ah, Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartin Arjuna Mamu Pechirukonteya Punajanmana Vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, every single place is miserable. We can call this material world Miser's Loka. This is the abode of the misers, the greedy people. Miser means miserable. If you want to be happy, don't be a miser. Learn how to be a giving, loving person who channels their love to the source of existence. Who is that source of existence? Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. Krishna says, I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So do you want to be wise? Or do you want to be fool number one? You have a choice. You can be a wise man, or you can be the biggest idiot that this side of the Jamuna River. It's your choice. You want to become Mahatma, or you want to be Mahamudha? Mahatma or Mahamudha? Asyo. Yeah. Don't be Asyo. You become Paramahamsa. How do you become Paramahamsa? Chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If you will chant Hare Krishna, you will no longer be Mahamudha. You'll become Paramahamsa. You will graduate from Kanishta devotee, Madhyam. You'll eventually become Uttam Adhikari devotee. Yes, you can become Uttam Adhikari devotee. If you will chant 16 rounds, you will follow these principles. If you will not deviate from the orders of Prabhupada and your spiritual master, then you will naturally progress Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari. And you become an intimate associate of God in the spiritual sky. There's nothing to hold you back except your own foolishness. So don't be a fool. Hear from the spiritual master. Take his instructions into your heart and follow them very sincerely and carefully. If you do so, you will see Krishna. So, are there any questions? Yeah.
Kodėl mūsų tikėjimas kartais dingsta? Why sometimes we lose our faith?
Why do we sometimes lose our faith? Faith is the most important thing.
Tikėjimas yra pats svarbiausias dalykas.
Shraddha.
Shraddha.
Actually, we have faith or we do not have faith according to our association.
Iš tiesų, tai priklauso nuo mūsų bendravimo.
Sangat sanjayate kama. One develops one's consciousness according to one's association.
Žmogus išsiugdo savo sąmonę priklausomą nuo to, su kuo bendrauja.
If you take shelter of faithless people, you'll be faithless naturally.
Jeigu priimsite prieglausį tikinčiųjų žmonių, tuomet natūraliai ir pats būsite tikintis.
And if you take shelter of people of faith, then you will be a person of man of faith. If you become a man of faith, if you associate with those who have faith.
Jeigu jūs bendrausite su tais, kurie turi tikėjimą, jūs tapsite irgi tikėjimo žmogus.
So you must find out those devotees who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna. As stated in the Shveshvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite ketita hirata prakasham te mahatmanaha. Only unto those persons who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna is the Vedic knowledge revealed.
Tik tiem žmonėm, kurie turi netrikdomą tikėjimą į Guru ir Krishna, Vedų žinias atsiveria.
So my advice to you is you choose your association wisely.
Tad mano patarimas yra, kad jūs turite pasirinkti savo bendrą.
You must learn to discriminate between people who have faith and people who don't have faith. Take shelter of those who have faith and be merciful to those who do not have faith. You have to learn to make the different distinction. You have to discriminate even amongst the devotees. There are Kanishta Adhikaris, there are Majjhim Adhikaris, there are Uttam Adhikaris. The Majjhim and the Uttam, they have unflinching faith. The Kanishta, doesn't have strong faith, he's very weak. So even amongst the devotees, you have to make discrimination. Take shelter of the Majjhims and the Uttamans and give mercy to the Kanishtas. In this way, if you're very careful in how you associate, your faith will blossom like a lotus flower. Any other questions?
Kaip suprasti, kad Krishna yra Dievas, Balarama yra Dievas ir tuo pat metu jie yra skirtingi. How to see Krishna as God and Balarama as God if you know that they are different?
Balarama is also God.
Balarama, taip pat.
Who's the other one you mentioned?
Krishna and Balarama.
Okay, yeah, Balarama is the same Krishna.
Balarama yra tas pas Krishna.
But Krishna, he wanted to have a brother.
Bet Krishna norėjo turėti brolį.
So he manifests himself as Balaram.
Tai Dievas ir pats apsireiškia kaip Balaram.
And he plays the role of being his own brother.
Ir jis žaidžia tokį vaidmenį, vaidina.
Actually, there's nobody but Krishna, really.
Iš tiesų nieko nėra apart Krishnas.
There's nothing but Krishna.
Nieko apart Krishnas.
But he doesn't, because he wants to expand his enjoyment.
Bet todėl, kad jis nori išplėsti savo džiaugsmą.
He expands from himself an unlimited number of Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva beings. So there's two things that exist in reality. There's only Krishna and what has been expanded from Krishna. Nothing else exists except those two things.
Ir tai, kas iš jo išeina.
That means you're also an expansion of Krishna.
Reiškia, kad tu irgi esi išėjęs iš Krishnas.
So Krishna has expanded in two ways.
Bet Krishna, jisai išsiplečia dviem būdais.
He has his integrated expansions, like Balaram, Nrisingadev, Narayan, etc. They're called integrated expansions.
Jis turi tokias savo vidinės ekspansijas, kaip Balaram, panašiai.
And he has his separated expansions.
Jis turi savo atskirtąsias ekspansijas.
Like you and me.
Tokias kaip tu ir aš.
So, These integrated expansions are Krishna himself. They have the full, they are God himself. So why does Krishna have two types of expansions? Well, that's for his own enjoyment. He just thought it would be more fun that way, so he expanded two categories of expansion, separated and integrated. So that Balaram is Krishna himself. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's Krishna enjoying with Krishna. Balaram is Krishna. In the role of being his own brother, that's all. Does that help you or does that confuse you more?
Yeah,
it helps good.
Yeah. But the mood of looking Notika, Shire, Balarama, turi būti
ar mes turime su tą pačią nuotaiką žiūrėti Krishna Balarama ar skirtingai? The mood, our mood to Balaram and to Krishna should be the same or different?
The same and different both. It's like in Hare Krishna mantra. That Rama, it is Balarama, sometimes taken as Balaram. So it's not that I when I chant the first and I go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, I with great intensity, and then when I get to Rama I go Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. No. You should be equally devoted. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Equal devotion. For the first half of the Maha Mantra, you should have intense devotion. That's Krishna. The second half is Balaram. You should be equally and intensely devoted to Balaram when you chant the second half of the mantra. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. This way. Don't make a distinction. Well, this half of the mantra is good, and this half I don't like. Don't you fall into Adha Kirti Nyaya. You know the Sanskrit? No sense? You don't know Sanskrit? Where did you study? They didn't teach you Sanskrit. Ardha Kakuti Naya means half hand logic. There was a farmer, and he had one hen. And this hen laid many eggs. Very, very nice eggs. He could get many lutus in the market for those eggs. So, but it cost him many lutus also to feed that hen. So he said, this half of the hen that lays the egg, it is very good. But this end of the hand that I have to feed, it is not very good. So the stupid farmer, he took one axe and he cut off the head of the hand. So he could get the eggs without feeding the hand. And what was the result? Did he get very nice eggs without feeding the hen? No, the hen was dead. No more eggs, you see. So don't you think, I will take Krishna as more important and Balaram is less important. Don't you think that way. You must take the full hen. Don't take half the hen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes we see the Lord, that Balaram is more important than Krishna. Here we have Nitai Gaurachandra. Gaurachandra is Krishna. Nitai is Balaram. In the Jagai Madai Lila, who was more important for giving the mercy? Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda? Krishna or Balaram? It was Balaram's mercy, and it's the Nanda's mercy that saved Jagannatha. Otherwise, Chaitanya said, "Kill these rascals." So, sometimes we see Balaram is more important than Krishna. So, never put Balaram into some kind of a low status. You must worship him equally with Krishna. Any other questions?
Yes. Ir čia, kai buvo kalba apie Krišnaus matymą, nu, ta prasme, tiesiog gal kokį epizodą vieną kasdienybės etapėlį, kaip jisai mato, nu, kokie ten būna įvairūs nuotykiai ir panašiai, kur Krišna kažką tai dalyvauja. Tiesiog gal galėtų papasakoti.
Mokytas daug keliauja ir gal galėtų pasidalinti kažkokią tai istoriją, kurie viešpats pasireiškia ir kaip mokytas tai matė. You're traveling so much and have many adventures.
That's a fact.
Maybe you remember some accident, then you can see Krishna's hand in this accident.
And Krishna saved me in some predicament.
Something like this.
The one I always remember. I may have told you all before. Huh? Oh, you're translating. Lord Nrisimhadev one time saved him. It was in the old days in ISKCON, every night we would take hot milk and read Krishna book. That was the old thing. Every evening we'd all get together, take hot milk and read Krishna book. So we were sitting in the prasadam room, taking our hot milk in the Miami temple. And all of a sudden, two armed bandits entered the room. One of them had a pistol, a revolver. And the other had a big rifle, you know. And they had stocking over their heads, you know, to disguise their identity. It was pretty heavy. And the one thief, he had the gun at the head of one of the Brahmacharinis. He came in with it. He had his hand over her mouth and the gun to her head like this. And she was squealing. And it's a pretty fearsome scene. It's an armed robbery of the temple. And he was threatening to kill this Brahmacharini. It was pretty heavy. And I was sitting there on the stairs overlooking the whole scene. And he ordered all the devotees, "Get down on the floor." So everybody got down on the floor except for me. I said, we don't have to be afraid. We have Lord Nrisimhadev to protect us. So I yelled out, "Nrisimhadev!" And they believe that poor little Brahmacharini, the gun in her head. Because then I got the gun pointed at me. Now I'm staring at a loaded gun, you know, the bandit behind the trigger ready to shoot me, you know, shoot me dead, you know. I'm looking right in the really right in his face, you know. And I thought, well, let me try negotiating with him, you know. I mean, negotiate with him. I can reason with him, you know, talk with him a little bit. See what's going on here, you know. Maybe I can have a little discussion, you know. So I said, "We're your friends. What do you want?" He said, "The money. Give me, where's the money?" So anyway, they, by chanting Lord Nrisimhadev's name, they lost their momentum. They didn't expect that somebody would be sitting up on the stairway yelling out some strange vibration and not bowing down to their gun. It threw off their momentum. It was really thrown off by them. You know, in martial arts, momentum is everything, you see. If you lose momentum, then it's very difficult to defeat the enemy. So these bandits has lost their momentum because I chanted Nrisimhadev's name. And then, the temple president came, there was the temple treasury adjoined the prasadam room. It was just next to the prasadam room. The prasadam room was just next to the treasury. So the temple president, Abhiram Prabhu, he just came walking out of the treasury. He had no idea there was an armed robbery going on in the prasadam room. He came walking out of the treasury and he went... He was dumbfounded. So here's all the devotees on the floor. There's the guy here with a big rifle, a pistol. It's a very he couldn't believe what was going on in the prasadam room. But Abhiram Prabhu is very cool-headed man. Very, very cool-headed man. He turned around and walked back into the treasury. Because in the treasury was the treasurer. Now, we had had some trouble at New Vrindavan with an armed attack. So we got a message from Prabhupada in India. I don't know if it's true or not, but we were told Prabhupada said this. Prabhupada said, "Give me a bead bag in one hand and a pistol in the other hand and I will protect you." I don't know if it's true. Anyway, after that incident, devotees got weapons. Many temples got weapons. And there was a gun, a loaded revolver, in the drawer of the temple treasurer's desk. And Abhiram Prabhu, very intelligently, he spoke out loud to where everybody can hear him, including the thieves. He said, "Get the gun and shoot the bastards." So the temple, in those days, whatever the temple president said, that was law. He was like Prabhupada's, he was Prabhupada's representative. The temple president said, "Get the gun and shoot the bastard." You grab the gun and you shoot the bastards. That's all.
Tom dienom prezidentas buvo, ką jis pasako, tas buvo daroma. Jis buvo kaip Prabhupados atstovas teigė.
The old days, ISKCON temples were like military discipline.
Visos šventyklos buvo kaip karinė.
If the temple presidents do this, you do it. That's all. Without thinking, you just immediately do.
Jeigu prezidentas sako daryti, tu be galvojimo ir darai.
So the treasurer did it. He reached in the drawer, he grabbed the gun, he ran out and he went, pow! He shot the gun at the thieves. But he wasn't a very good shot. Luckily he didn't hit any of the devotees. The bullet went into the wall. He actually shot the gun right there in the prasadam room. And the thieves were long gone. They disappeared into the night. And the GBC, you heard about what had happened. They glorified me like anything. That instead of bowing down to the thieves, I chanted Nrsingadev's name out loud. The GBC man glorified me like anything to all the devotees. And I give all credit to Lord Nrsingadev. Because we invoked his protection. Not one devotee was hurt. They didn't take one penny. And those thieves never came back again. So any other questions? Yeah.
Buvo tokia viena istorija, kaip klausimas gal tai kai Narayana vienas atsidavęs tiesiog jie aptuoja banditai jisai pasiėm nu lasdai pradėjo muštis ne iš pradžių Narayana bėgo pasijai o pusikėlis stoja grįžo. Ir aš jį klausiu, o ko tu sako gažai? Ai, tas atsidavęs pasiėmė. Pasiėmė lasdą ir tiesiog pradėjo gintis pats. Aš atbėgau, aš turbūt nebuvau reikalingas. Tai kaip suprasti, jūs pasimėlėt, jūs padėjo.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
I'm saying it doesn't have a
question.
Is there a question?
Yes.
All right. Well, make it. Let's get to the point. Not waste time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Tai reiškia, jis jau Dievo jis padėjo, o tai kaip čia suformuojame tą klausimą. Turbūt
come on, let's ask himself a question, okay.
Ar reikia pasitikėti Dievo, ar gintis ir pačiam? Once there was a story, then one man was attacked and he started to laud help of God and he started to protect himself also.
Wait a minute. What's the question?
So question, should we only wait Krishna's help or also protect us?
No, if someone is attacking, you can fight back and... If you're able to do it, if you're a good fighter, you can fight back. If you're not a good fighter, you run away as fast as you can. I mean, we can call for Krishna's help, but we should do everything from our side too. Not when someone comes to attack, I just go... Om Shanti. No. If somebody is attacking you, you should. If someone comes to attack, you should defend the temple. You shouldn't let an attacker come. We are not non-violent. If an aggressor comes, we can be violent to protect the devotees from the aggressor. Any other questions? Yes.
Krikščionėms aš nesugebu paaiškinti, kad Krišna yra aukščiausias Dievo asmuo. Jiems Jėzus yra Dievas, jiems gerai. Jis atkentėjo už juos tas Dievas, jie jo visai nemyli, negali. Noriu, kad padėtumėt man pamokslauti.
Christian people, they not believe Krishna as God, they take Jesus Christ as God. How I can preach to them that Krishna is God?
Is there more than one question?
One question.
One question at a time. If someone wants to preach to you that you're going to hell because you accept Krishna, they're not going. You can't preach to them. They're not receptive.
If someone preached to you,
if someone's trying to tell you that you're going to hell because Krishna is the demon and you have to accept Jesus, you can't convince them. Unless somebody is hearing receptively from you, submissively hearing from you, you can't convince them of anything. It's not possible to convince them. Because they don't hear submissively. The best thing is to defeat them in argument. So if they attack you, the best thing is to show how much of a fool they are. That's the best thing. They say Jesus is God. Does that mean he's a madman talking to himself? He says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." If Jesus is God, that means he's talking to himself like a madman. If they say Jesus is God, they're saying Jesus is a lunatic. Because he's talking to himself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. No, he's not a madman. He's a pure devotee. He's praying to his Father in heaven. So, that he is Son of God, that we accept. But there is God the Father who is a different person than him.
Bet yra Dievas Tėvas, kuris visai kita asmenybė negu jis.
Ask them if they know the name of God the Father. What is God the Father's name?
Paklauskite jų, ar jie žino, koks yra Dievo Tėvo
vardas. You know what is the name of God the Son, but do you know the name of God the Father?
Žino Dievo Sūnaus vardą, bet ar žinote Dievo pačio Dievo vardą.
And if you don't know, then just you should be quiet and learn from me.
Ir jeigu nežinote, tuomet mokinkitės iš manęs.
We know the name of God the Son, Jesus Christ, and we also know the name of God the Father. That you do not know.
Mes žinome Dievo vardą, Dievo Sūnaus vardą, ir taip pat žinome Dievo vardą, o jūs jo to nežinote.
You know the name of God the Son, you do not know the name of God the Father.
Mes žinote Dievo Tėvo vardą.
We know the name of God the Son and God the Father.
O mes žinome abu.
Therefore, our knowledge is better than your knowledge.
Todėl mūsų žinios yra gilesnės negu jūsų.
That means you should take lesson from us. You should not come to us to try to teach us lesson. You are not qualified to teach us lesson because your knowledge is imperfect and incomplete.
Todėl jūs neturėtume manęs mokinti, bet aš turėčiau jūs mokinti, nes jūsų žinios nėra pilnas.
Therefore, you should take knowledge from us.
Todėl turėtume iš mūsų.
And if you're not willing to do so, just shut up and go away.
Jeigu nenorite to daryti, tai tiesiog eikite savo keliais. So should I preach like this?
Huh?
Should I preach like
yes.
this?
Yes. Of course.
Yeah.
Huh?
But it's very aggressive way.
Yes. We are aggressive. We are the most aggressive. We are like Hanuman and Arjuna. You think you become a great preacher by becoming a timid little mouse? If you want to be preacher, you must be Singha. You must be like a lion. That's a thing. You can't be a timid little mouse and become a preacher. If you want to be a timid little mouse, just stay in the back here at the temple and wash the dishes. If you want to be a preacher, you better be prepared to roar like a lion when it's required. Then you become preacher. Yeah. Okay.
If someone not willing to listen from you and you start roaring on them, maybe it's
No. If they're coming to you to attack, then you can defend.
Tai jeigu jie ateina ir puola, jūs tuomet jūs galite
apsiginti. If they invite me to come and speak to them, I don't roar like a lion.
Jeigu jie pakvies mane kalbėti.
If they come roaring like a lion to me, then I will roar louder.
Bet jeigu jie ateis riaumos ant manęs, tai aš dar garsiau riaumosiu.
But when they invite me, I was invited by some Christians to speak at their church and I didn't roar like a lion to them because they were nice. They wanted to hear from me. Many times I've gone to Christian churches and they all very much I never roared like a lion. But if someone attacks me and tells me that I'm wrong because I'm Krishna conscious, then I will get heavy. When I went to this Christian church, I told the people, I said, how wonderful is Jesus. He is our Savior. He is our Guru. All glories to Lord Jesus Christ. And they were so happy. And I said, but, now the word beef has a double meaning in English. It means meat, like cow meat. It also means complaint.
Meat?
The word beef, in English, it has a dual meaning. It means cow flesh. It also means complaint. So after I glorified Jesus Christ for about 20 minutes, and they were smiling from ear to ear, they were so happy. It was glorifying Jesus like anything. And then I said, but with you all, we have a beef.
Bet mes turime tas beprasmiškas žodis beef.
And that is the beef.
Ir tai yra beef, tai karvės mėsa.
Jo,
kita prasmė,
I have a complaint with you, and that you're eating meat. But in English, it's like poetry, because I said, but with you all, I have a beef, and that is the beef. You're eating beef. This is not a mood of a Christian. A Christian means someone who loves other beings. He doesn't mean someone who's cruel. So I did roar like a lion, but I did it in a very tactful way. I basically told them, Jesus is wonderful, but you aren't following him. Because you're eating cruelty, you're eating murder. Is Jesus a murderer? In this way. So, when you get heavier, get like a lion, you should do it in a very cool-headed way, not like losing your temper. Should be in a very cool way, intelligent way, you should defeat them. Just like in a chess game. Checkmate. You see, you have to corner them philosophically and defeat them. In a very nice way, but very strong at the same time. But if somebody's coming up and attacking me heavily, I'll defeat them philosophically.
My friends, they are Christians, very nice, but they are taking meat, and I'm trying to preach about this, but they are not taking this.
Just give them a lot of prasadam.
Talking do prasada.
That will purify their intelligence.
They police your intellect.
Yes?
I want to distinguish between devotees who has strong faith or not, and not. Can I distinguish by listening class? If he gives strong, nice lecture, then I can understand that his
faith. That's one way you can tell. But you should also see what he does when he's not on the Vyasasam. It's very important to study the devotee not only when he's speaking but also how he acts as well. See how he deals with others. Does he always deal with compassion? Should study the activities also of the devotee. Understand his position. What sort of attitude does he have throughout the day, not just when he's giving class? Do thorough research. Don't base it simply on the classes. But everything you can see and learn about that devotee, then you can have a more complete judgment. Okay?
Bet kaip surasti, kaip suprasti, kuris iš tikrųjų daugiausia labiausiai tikintis ir kuris, nu, vat, tą maksimum kaip surasti, aš nežinau, iš tikrųjų atrodo visi tikintis, man atrodo, kad nu, visi bet vienodai tarsi tikintis, o kuris labiau ten ir nesuprantu.
For me, I see that many devotees has faith, but how to find one who has the most faith in the temple?
One who has unflinching faith, but doesn't have the ability to defeat all opposing arguments, he is called a Majjhimanikari.
Tas, kuris turi tvirtą tikėjimą, bet negali nugalėti prieštaraujančių argumentų, jis vadinamas Majjhimanikari.
Someone who has unflinching faith and at the same time has the power to defeat all opposing arguments based on logic and scriptural knowledge, he is called Uttamadhikari. He is the most advanced devotee.
O tas, kuris turi tvirtą tikėjimą ir gali argumentuoti, paneigti visus prieštaraujančius argumentus, remdamasis šventraščiais, tas vadinamas.
So that's a very important thing. You have to learn to distinguish between a Majjhimana and a Uttama. The Uttama naturally, even though the Majjhim has solid faith, the Uttama naturally, his faith is even more powerful than the faith of the Majjhim. So that can help you to make that distinction. Yes?
I was just thinking about her question again. I was thinking about her question.
Yeah?
Anyone, she says, in the temple, who to put faith and who has the faith. So anyone in all circumstances carry on with Krishna consciousness has solid faith. Otherwise, they won't be.
That's a. Vishnupriya Maharaji has stated that. Another way of saying is who carries on in all circumstances without any deviation.
Kitas būdas, Madhuri sako, kad tas, kuris tęsia praktiką be jokių nukrypimų visose aplinkybėse.
Through thick and thin. Through the good times, the bad times, the good times, the beautiful times, the ugly times, is always steadily doing service.
Ir sunkiais ir kitais laikais, kada stabiliai atlieka tarnystę, to tikėjimas yra tvirtas.
That's the devotee who has firm faith, you see. He's equipoised in all varieties of circumstances. His basis of acting is to please Krishna and Guru. It's not based on any temporary situations that come and go, like the seasons. So that's the person you need to associate with. That person is always steady in their service. This is called nishta. Nishta means he's firmly fixed in service. That's the devotee's association you should get. Find that devotee or devotees who have achieved the nishta stage in their service. And always treasure their association as your greatest asset.
Ir visą laiką vertinkite bendravimą su jais kaip savo didžiausią turtą.
The nishta stage comes. The first stage is having faith.
Pirmas tikėjimas yra turėti
The second stage is to associate with pure devotees.
Antras yra bendrauti su atsidavusiais.
The third stage is to get initiated.
Trečia, gauti iniciaciją.
The fourth stage is to give up all the unwanted habits, the unwanted dirt within the heart.
Ketvirta, išvalyti savo širdį esantį purvą.
And then one achieves the stage of nishta, where they're solidly fixed. Their heart is cleansed of all this dirt, and they're solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. And the symptom of a nishta devotee is he's always steady in all circumstances, never deviates from his service. He always chants his rounds faithfully. He's always clean and neat. He doesn't overeat. He doesn't oversleep. And he's always kind to everyone. Find that devotee or those devotees and associate with them. They are the greatest aspect, greatest treasure. Okay? Our time is actually up.
Taigi, mūsų laikas baigėsi.
But I'll squeeze one last question in. Go ahead. This is the last one.
Mes nesam Dievo dalelės, Dievas yra Dievas, o mes esam mes. Tausime, gali gal paaiškinti manęs ir pas nelabiai supratų ir negalėjau nieko žinoma pamokslauti.
How to understand that we are part of God?
A part?
Part.
Part. How to understand that we are part of God?
Kaip suprasi, kad mes esam Dievo dalelės?
Everything, Krishna is the origin of everything.
Krishna yra visa ko šaltinis.
See, everything that exists is nothing but Krishna's expanded energy.
Viskas, kas egzistuoja, nėra kita, kaip Krishna's išskleista energija.
Just like the sun and the sunshine.
Kaip saulė ir jos šviesa.
Here we see on the wall over here the sunshine.
Tad ant sienos matome saulės šviesą.
That is the expanded energy of the sun. We even say the sun has entered the room. Because that sunshine is actually part of the sun. It is a part of the sun that is emanated out from the sun globe and has come here on this wall, in this room. So just as this sunshine on this wall over here is part of the sun, being its expanded energy, you are also part of Krishna. Krishna is emanating you from himself at this very minute. Just as the sun is emanating that sunshine on the wall over there. Do you understand?
I understand, but when I'm trying to explain this to my friends, I can't do this.
You have to become more, you have to deepen your own understanding then. The more you are convinced, the more you convince others. So if you're having a difficulty convincing others, you just have to study more and chant better rounds.
Tad jeigu sunku kitus įtikinti, turi studijuoti labiau ir geriau kartuočiant
dabar. Are you initiated?
Ar esi inicijuotas?
No. The more you can take up this process, the more you be successful in convincing others. I had a choice at one point in my spiritual path.
Vienu metu savo dvasiniame kelyje turėjau pasirinkimą.
I could live in the temple and become initiated.
Galėjau gyventi šventykloje ir tapti inicijuotu.
Or I could live outside. I was a songwriter at the time. I was thinking, well, I could spread Krishna consciousness by writing Krishna conscious songs like George Harrison was doing. That was my thing. I was performing a songwriter and performing musician. I could just keep doing that and write songs about Krishna. But then I realized, though, those who actually take initiation, they have more potency for convincing others. So I gave up my guitar. And I took the life of a brahmachari. Became initiated disciple of Prabhupada. Because I wanted to have the most power to convince others. So your desire to spread Krishna consciousness is very good. But I'm guiding you in this way. If you want to have the most potency for convincing others, then you need to chant 16 rounds every day without fail, strictly follow the regulated principles, and take initiation from the bona fide spiritual master. And when you do that, you get shakti. From your Guru Maharaj, from Srila Prabhupada, from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji, all the way back to Krishna. Even Narada Muni will give you. Take shelter of this parampara. Become an initiated disciple. And then you'll have the full shakti of the entire parampara behind you when you preach. That's what you need to do now. Okay, we'll stop here. Nantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His Gracious One Sankarsan Gaudiya Maharaj ki
jai.
Achyuta Bhai.